Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
New year, fresh start. The Drew Johansson Diving Academy, it's underway. And the goal is to bring, well, year-round youth diving to the city of Bloomington, as Drew was telling me.
It's a great tradition of youth diving in Bloomington. Some of the IU greats like Lindsey Weigel and Darian Schmidt, you know, were born and raised here in Bloomington, and we're looking forward to doing that again. And we've got a lesson program starting up, and looking forward to supporting the high school programs here in the area. We use the facilities at IU, at the CBAC, and at Dryland Training Center that we have here in town. And we've got a great coaching staff. Andrew Capobianco is also an emerging coach, and he will be leading as our head coach. I'll give you the scoop on that. Now we have the staff and a young coach like Andrew coming up that's ready to bring youth diving back to the area. We're excited.
Not a bad teacher, huh? In, well, Drew Johansson or Andrew Capobianco, huh? Well, the goal is to build a competitive USA junior diving team by the summer. If you want more information, usayyouthdiving.com. New year, fresh start, great concept. Thought for this Tuesday, strive not to be a success, but rather to be of value. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
15 games in the book, 12 wins, 11 games, holding teams under 40% like Minnesota on Sunday, 38%. Now headed back out to the road, we go to Iowa on Thursday night. The 3-2 league Hoosiers yielding but 58.2 points a ball game. The most a Big Ten opponent has scored to date, 64 points.
Well, that's kind of where, when I took the job, man, it's kind of where I thought we needed to really put a lot of our emphasis on the defensive end and building a defensive philosophy. The offense would take care of itself. And yes, the offense has been kind of behind the defense, but again, I know defense wins games, man. And if we play it the way we've been playing it, we're going to be in a lot of ball games, and we just got to figure it out down the stretch if it's close.
Hoosiers did a lot of great things on Sunday. 6 turnovers, 21 the last 3 games, more opportunities offensively, and that gets back to the, well, the balance. The first time we've had 5 in double figures all year, 9 o'clock against the Hawkeyes at Carver Hawkeye on Thursday night. Our thought for the day, success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which he has overcome. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.